In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. On Thursday, just gone, we had one of the most important days in the Christian calendar. You might have just not even known that. But it was Ascension Day, and in every sense, really, every church should be open on Ascension Day for a celebratory service, because it's one of the most important days of the year. Maybe the day passed by without you even knowing it. So I want to tell you this morning why this day is so important for you. And if you really get a handle on it and its significance, how it can really transform the way that you think almost entirely. So why is Ascension Day important for me and for you? Well, first of all, I want to tell you this. You see, you can have what's called a world view. A view of the world. Every single one of us has got a world view. It comes to us through our upbringing, through our schooling, through the culture that we live in. And it makes us think in certain ways about the world and how we behave and what we are. And what happened as a result of the Ascension, this group of Christians, relatively small in number, they suddenly completely had a different worldview that was going to transform absolutely everything. Their worldview transformed entirely the way that they thought, and the rest of the world would think after it. It was so significant. So hold that in mind. They had a different worldview. Come with me now, and I'm on a beach, and I'm in West Wales. It's a very wet, stormy day. Beautiful beach. The tide is coming in and the waves are magnificent. They're huge. The only people on the beach is myself and my dog Woody. Where is everybody else? The reason that they're not there is because it's raining. The rain is torrential, and so they've decided to stay at home. But I'm in my element. And my dog Woody is even more in his element. He runs along the beach, he runs through the waves, he reaches up and he tries to bite the wind. I'm clothed with a wonderful waterproof hat, covers the whole of my head. Quite expensive Gore-Tex coat to protect me from the rain. My Gore-Tex trousers are my waterproof boots. You see, the reason I don't worry about the conditions, in fact, I relish the isolation and the rain and the water and the waves and the roar of it all and the wind. I relish it because I am equipped for the conditions. And there's a saying from Bear Grylls, who you'll know as an adventurer and the chief scout, who says what matters in life is not the conditions, the waves, the wind, the torrents. What we're facing, what matters in life is not the conditions, but what matters is the quality of our equipment. Get that. What matters is not the conditions, but what matters is the quality of our equipment. You see, coming back to the early church and the Ascension. What the Ascension did, it changed their worldview so that all of a sudden they had the equipment to view the entirety of their life completely differently. And let me explain to you why. You see, they believe that because of the Ascension and Christ's exaltation, that Jesus had completely disarmed the powers. They believed that all authority and all power was suddenly given to him. And why is that important? Well, first of all, there was Rome, all powerful for hundreds of years. They dominated the whole of that area and its geography. They were all powerful, but now the early church understood it wasn't Rome that was all powerful, it was Jesus who was all powerful. Similarly, the way that they thought at the time was that behind every stream, behind every mountain, behind every bush, behind every valley, behind, in one sense, every star and constellation was something that was sinister, that had control over their lives, and they couldn't break out of it. But because of Christ's exaltation, no longer did that path or that stream or that river or that mountain or that hill or that valley or that constellation have any more power over them, because Christ was above all and over all. Again, it says in Scripture, he had disarmed the powers. And so they were free. As a result of Christ's resurrection and ascension, they had a completely new worldview that made them free. So at the time, for example, people wouldn't travel very far because it was sinister, dangerous. The only reason they would go would be perhaps to conquer, or because of the need to bring goods, but really, really travel very far at all. Why would they stay at home? It's because that world out there was a dangerous place. And certainly the Jews believed that the sea itself was really horrendously evil. Just don't go near it. They stayed away from the sea. But now they believed that all dominion and power had been given to Christ. He was above all and over all and in all. And nothing sinister, no spell, no incantation, no curse, no power had any more authority over them because of Christ's ascension. They had broken free. Now let's come close to home. I heard somebody say to me this week, touch wood. Somebody else might say to me, cross fingers. Somebody might say to you, good luck. They might say to you, what star sign are you? Or a black cat looks sinister. Or don't walk under that ladder because it's bad luck. These things are very close to home. And when we say these things like touch wood, good luck, cross fingers, what we're doing is we're saying to ourselves that there is something outside of ourselves that controls the way that we are and has an ownership on us that we hope will be good for us. Some people believe in fate. Listen, if that's what you believe, touch wood, it's not Christian. Come back to the ascension again. It was because of his ascension that the early church believed that he'd broken all these powers. And none of these incantations or spells or anything else had any control over them all at all. They were free. And this was so important that they began to think that actually, therefore, the missionary journey began to spread in the power of the Spirit. Because there was no place that was too dark. There was no place that was too fearful, even in their heart or in the geography of the world. There was no place that was out of his reach, because he was all-powerful and he had dominion over all things. There was no incantation that could suddenly shrivel up the whole of their life or just bind them in sort of a psychological and emotional prison. Because Jesus was above all and over all and in all. And we sang at the beginning a song that comes from the epistles, "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." By the way, this is so important. It was through the early Christian culture that they believed that the world could be tamed. That the world wasn't completely random and disorderly, that it could be studied and explored. It could be an adventure because they were no longer afraid. And it was, in one sense, as a direct result of the ascension of Jesus and their understanding that the whole scientific revolution came about. Because these things were something that were welcomed and could be explored and studied and ordered. It gave rise to scientific enterprise in its very self. That's why it's so powerful. So today, if you really understand the power of the ascension, it means that you are free. By the way, there are some people these days who do not believe that you're free at all. There's a part of biology and science these days that says that actually John has no free will at all. He's entirely the product of his genes. He's entirely the product of his DNA. And all the choices that he makes actually are completely predictable. And he's an agent, he's determined. So this gets very close to home. No different in one sense to it's a result of an incantation or a curse or whatever. But Christianity again stands against that. Because it says through Christ all have been made alive and all of us can discover freedom. The ascension also means that Christ is there to hear our prayers. And whatever our concerns are, we can make the future not determined by touch wood or cross fingers. We can make the future through our prayers to Jesus who stands at the right hand of the Father. And together in a collaboration, we can make our world. We can make it different. We can make choices that transform and change everything. That's why the ascension is so wonderfully important. Therefore, it makes your prayers really important. If you really understand this, none of us should stop praying because we have an access to the Father through Jesus who can transform the whole of our future. So whatever you face today, whatever difficulty, struggle is your lot. Christians believe through the power of prayer we can make the future through the Son, to the Father, in the power of the Spirit. That nothing is out of his reach. There is no place in my heart and mind today that's too dark. So this week I got up a couple of times early and I was very anxious and worried about something. There was a concern in my, I couldn't sleep. What do? I turned to prayer. Some things have come my way which seem really out of control. And I don't believe it's controlled by the stars or anything sinister. But actually, through his grace, I can change the situation and the future. Why? Because of the ascension, that Christ is above all and over all and in all. It comes really close to home. For example, I've had a number of clergy come into the church and they don't like some of the signs that we've got in the stained glass. One vicar came in to me and said, "Oh, I don't like that." I said, "Why?" "Don't like it." I said, "Do you know why it doesn't bother me? Anything up there? It doesn't bother me because Christ has ascended. He's above all and over all and in all. And therefore, there is no sort of incantation or whatever that can control the way I am. Neither my genes nor a curse, or some malevolent power, that we are free." So if we get this, it can transform the way that we think. It transforms our worldview. Have you got that? The way that we view the world. Many of us actually just think of the world like the rest of folks out there. We live in fear. Things come our sideways and it knocks us for six. We can't cope with our daily life. Why? Because our worldview isn't big enough. And we're not equipped to live what faces us. And we need to come back to the words of Bear Grylls, where he says, what matters is not the conditions, but the quality of our equipment. So I can walk on the beach. It can rain like crazy. It doesn't bother me. I'm full of joy. I love all the elements. And the dog runs. Maybe you know something that most of us know about the very nature of God, and he bites the wind. He's free. So if we get the ascension, it transforms all of us, your family, your choices, whatever comes our way, because he has disarmed the powers. So today you might think to yourself, what about global warming, Vicar? Well, I give that to God, and we act in the world to change it because we're free agents, we can do something about it, but I believe in the ascension. What about those things that are going to come my way when I go to the doctor and, oh my goodness, the future? It doesn't overwhelm me because I believe there is a bigger agent called a transcendent loving God who's above it and over all. His name is Jesus. So it has no power over me. And the choices for our family and the choices for our country and the way that life will go in the future. Listen to what Paul says. It says, he has disarmed the powers. So what happened to Christianity? In the power of the Spirit, it spread and it spread and it spread and it spread. And it overcame the Roman Empire and it entered every part of our world. Because there was no place too dark, no place that was out of his reach. All could be redeemed. This is why the ascension is so wonderfully important. So listen, can you change the way that you think? Paul again says you need to renew your mind. And when you get it, you can live freely. You can sleep at night. You can walk on the beach and it's raining and the wind is there. But you know that nothing can overcome you because you're equipped. You're equipped. What matters is not the conditions. What matters is the equipment. Amen. So those of you who say touch wood, those of you who say cross fingers, those of you who say good luck, free yourself from these things.